And so I say to you, you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the netherworld shall not prevail against it. As you can imagine, as a priest, I get into interesting conversations with people, especially when I get my hair cut. I just go to Great Clips because it's cheap and there's not a whole lot to cut. But I always get into, they start asking you questions and, you know, I can't run, so you're just there, right? So I think it was 3 years ago, I'm getting my hair cut, and it's this young lady, and she's like an evangelical Protestant, and she says, "Can I ask you a question?" And, you know, I've got my collar on, of course. I was like, "Oh, sure, no problem." And she said, "Last night my brother made me watch a movie, and it had an exorcism in it." She said, "Is that stuff true?" I said, "Yeah, it's true. Yeah, it happens. Yes, there are exorcists. The devil's real, yes." And then she asked me a question. She said, "This is one of the coolest questions that I've ever received, at least when I'm getting my hair cut." She said, "Okay then, whenever that happens in the movies," and I said, "It doesn't really happen like that in the movies, but okay." She said, "Whenever that happens in the movies, why do they always call you?" And I looked at her and I smiled and I said, "Because I'm the real deal." And she gave me an opportunity to explain to her that. I said, "This is what I said, our Lord gave to his apostles these sacred powers. The ability to forgive sins, to cast out demons, to teach in his name, and to have authority in his name." And I said that our Lord ordained the apostles, the first bishops of the church, and then the apostles ordained others. And this has been traced down from bishop to bishop in an unbroken line all the way back to the apostles. And so Bishop Kemi can trace his lineage. We call this apostolic succession, as you know. We can trace this back all the way to the apostles, because the Catholic Church is the true church founded by Jesus. And so she gave me this opportunity to explain the trueness of the one Catholic Church. "And so I say to you, you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." Brothers and sisters, let us not just be Catholic, but let us love the church. The Catholic Church is the one true church founded by Jesus Christ. And the essential difference between the Catholic Church and our separated brothers and sisters who belong to other denominations is that each of those denominations had a human founder, but the Catholic Church is founded by Jesus himself. And our Lord instituted the church on the rock of the Apostle Peter. This is why many times we call the church, at least ancient Christians would refer to the church as the bark of Peter. Not bark as like a tree or bark like a dog, but bark as a boat or as a ship. The church is often called the bark of Peter, referring to a ship or a boat that sails through the storms of the world, sails through the storms of culture, winds blowing this way and that. However, the church remains steady, a sure rock, so that this ship of the church can bring us, her passengers, safely into the port of heaven. And to the Catholic Church, Jesus gave all the means, everything necessary to reach heaven. He placed within Peter's boat, within this boat, all the truths necessary to believe in order to get to heaven. He placed in this boat the commandments and the moral life that we are to live. He placed in this boat all seven sacraments that give us the life of grace. And he placed in this boat prayer and adoration that we are to offer to God. How beautiful and how rich is our Catholic life. The church is not only this boat, this bark of Peter, but the church is also a mother. She is a true mother to us, Holy Mother Church. The church gave birth to each of us at the baptismal font. The ancient fathers of the church, those ancient bishops and doctors in the first centuries, used to refer to the baptismal font as a womb from which Holy Mother Church gives new life to her sons and daughters. And the church is also a mother that wants to continue to feed us and to nourish us. And she wants to feed us and nourish us with her teaching and with her life. We could say that these are the meat and potatoes of the Catholic life. This is a mother who, in a sense, wants her children to be fat and happy. She wants us to eat the meat and potatoes of the Catholic life. She doesn't like picky eaters, those who pick and choose what to believe, what to practice. The church is a mother who serves up a delicious banquet, a rich banquet of teaching and life and grace that she wants to give us because she understands what is best for us. And so let us not just be Catholic, but let us love being Catholic. Let us love the church. Two very practical ways. The first is to know the Catholic faith. Just like in our relationships with our spouse, with our family, we cannot love somebody that we do not know, right? And the same is true with our faith. We must know the faith in order to love the faith. And so take it upon yourself to learn more and to study more our Catholic faith, to understand why we believe what we believe and why we do what we do. Seek out the meat and potatoes. Seek out the meat and potatoes of the faith. And the foundation of this would be to study the Catechism of the Catholic Church, that big green book. And I know it is imposing, right? Who would read such a tome like that? There's actually, I calculated this, there's 2,865 paragraphs in the Catechism. However, if one read only 8 paragraphs a day, they could read the Catechism in 1 year. Or if 4 paragraphs a day, read it in 2 years. There's actually, as you can imagine, there's apps for this. They can do the work for you. So there's apps, and also there's a link on that Flocknote newsletter that we receive at the end of each week in which they will do the work for you, and they will send you a certain number, a few little paragraphs from the Catechism so that you can read the Catechism in 1 year. Can you imagine the wealth and the depth of knowledge to know what we believe and why we do what we do after a year of reading the Catechism? It is when we know our faith and when we study our faith, it is then that we learn to love our faith. The second very practical way is to become friends with the saints. Become friends with the saints. Pick up a biography of a saint that you think that you can resonate with. There's a ton of information online. We are very blessed to have a wonderful Catholic bookstore over at Holy Trinity by Bishop Carroll. But I encourage you to pick up a life of a saint to let them inspire you and to let them encourage you. And especially to pick up a life of a modern day saint, Padre Pio, Saint John Paul II, Saint Teresa of Calcutta, Maximian Kolbe, Saint Gianna Beretta Mola, Saint Maria Goretti. Turn to them. Let them inspire you. And see how they loved the church. How they loved not just Catholic, but how they loved being Catholic, right? And how the church was that boat, that bark of Peter, always being steady, carrying us to heaven, and also a true and loving mother to us. And so, friends, let us ask God for the grace to truly love the church and to see her as this loving mother that knows what is very best for us, so that then we may be her faithful sons and daughters. Amen.